Dr. Jim Swire, father of Flora Swire, murdered in December 88 in the Lockerbie atrocity on the eve of her 24th birthday.
This has been a long, ongoing fight for yourselves to have a review into the Lockerbie bombing and the conviction. So how do you feel today?
I feel very much encouraged by the fact that the SCCRC has taken the first step towards requesting a further appeal from the High Court in Scotland. I just hope that the whole process won't be too drawn out. We're nearly 30 years now, very nearly 30 years after the atrocity, and all we know as British relatives is that the conviction of McGrahee appears to be on unsound evidence and ought to be reviewed, and we've been denied the right to review that by the High Court in the person of Lord Carloway, who told us, I think it was about 18 months ago, that we as relatives of those murdered had no right to seek a further appeal. Can you believe it? In the year 2018, the Scottish legal authorities claim that the families of the victims are not allowed to question the findings of that court. Extraordinary.
So I suppose this is a step in the right direction. There's still hurdles to get over here.
It's a step, and of course, maybe there's a hope somewhere that we're all dying off and not going to be much more use in terms of making trouble for the Scottish legal authorities. But for the past 30 years, I've been involved in trying to get to the truth, and it was only after the trial under Scottish law held in Zeist in Holland that I realised that the evidence didn't add up to any hole which could justify a conviction of either of the two Libyans. Up until that point, I'd worked with Colonel Gaddafi to try and get the two accused men to come to court, and eventually that was successful, and they did come to court. But the evidence that was led was a travesty of justice, and anyone who doesn't believe that this is the case should read the reports prepared by the United Nations official observer to that trial, Professor Hans Kochler of Vienna, who said that the trial was no recognizable form of justice and that you couldn't have a judicial process in which the prosecution selected what parts of the evidence should be passed to the defense and what parts should not, and also that evidence obtained from the intelligence services of no matter what country should not be regarded as a search for the truth, but a search for what would be deemed to improve the wishes of the country for which that intelligence service was working. In this case, of course, chiefly the CIA and the FBI also were involved. So this was not a hearing of a legal case in a normal criminal Scottish justice sense. It was in a court where the evidence was largely the responsibility of the American intelligence services, and it became clear to very many observers, including myself, that this did not arrive at the correct conclusion. And the awful thing about it too is that as a result of that verdict, I have no doubt that the opportunity to bomb Libya's infrastructure to pieces was at least in part reinforced by the fact that the court was deemed to have found the Libyans guilty. And we were left after the court with a long ongoing situation in which the Crown Office have claimed that they are seeking in Libya people who may have colluded with Bassit al-Megrahi, the one Libyan who was found guilty in the Dutch court. And, of course, they have so far not been able to find any, for the very simple reason, I think, that McGrahee and his co-accused, Fahima, were not involved in the Lockerbie atrocity at all. And the thing was a trumped-up case worthy of, I think, of Joseph Stalin himself. I am in good contact with the McGrahee family and encouraging them to press for this further appeal. And I'm very delighted to hear that a further step has been taken towards allowing them to do that, because the basis on which the High Court in Scotland rejected our request for an appeal was that we, that's to say the relatives who didn't believe the findings of the court in Zeist, we, the relatives, had no right to seek a further appeal because we were not the inheritors of the estate of the McGrahee at the time of his death. He, of course, died from his prostate cancer some years ago. And so we were basically sent away the flea in our ear, telling us that in Scottish legal terms, we were what they describe as a can't remember the word they use now. A mischief, that's it. We were a mischief. In other words, an organisation or a body of people who had no right to question the proceedings of the Scottish criminal authorities. And now what we're hearing today is that the Scottish Criminal Case Review Commission has decided that the family have the right documentation and are in the appropriate position to be regarded as the successors of Bassett El Megrahi himself. And I think whatever the world may feel about the significance of the overall verdict, it remains very important that those who know the Megrahi family and want to see their name cleared from being the family of the Lockerbie bomber wish the verdict to be reviewed, because we, many of us, some of them with far more expert knowledge than I have, do not believe that that verdict should ever have been reached.